Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we welcome you out to Frickers in Adrian on Main Street with Josh Mitchell in our cave studios. My name is Ian Wendt, live at Frickers tonight. The joint's jumping on a rainy, dreary Monday night, but it's always happening here at Frickers. Kids eat free all day, every day. I believe you just need to purchase an adult meal to get that free kids meal for free. The Monday special, the boneless wings, bone-in wings on Tuesday. Weekday lunch specials from 11 until 2. That is open until 2 o'clock tonight. Monday night, it is the NFL jersey giveaway. They do the drawing at halftime of the NFL game tonight. You have to sign up before then. You don't have to be here to win. So stop on by, have some dinner, fill out your card, and beat me. I'm still yet to win the NFL jersey, but the positive attitude I'm going to take today is going to get me that jersey. I'm feeling it. Okay, again, I'm Ian Wendt here on the ACL Access Show. We're going to talk some figure skating. We'll talk some ACHA men's D3 hockey and some NCAA men's ice hockey later on in the show. But we're going to kick things off with cornhole. We have Alex Weaver, a sophomore from Belleville, Michigan, with me here today. A budding sport at the college, one that's seen some success. Alex, welcome to the show. And I'm going to start off by asking you, did you come to Adrian College to play cornhole, or you came to Adrian College and then discovered the team?
I actually transferred to play cornhole. I was at Trine my first semester of college and heard about the team and talked to Max and got me transferred over as fast as possible.
That's very cool. That's a unique story.
Yep. Fun fact, I was the first ever transfer portal cornhole player. That's my fun fact.
That's your claim to fame.
That's my claim to fame.
And we're interviewing you live on the radio and for social media, so that's fantastic. I don't think there's any high school cornhole. It's obviously, not affiliated with any school. Did you play often when you before college and
This is my second year playing competitively. So I'd play a lot of local tournaments. I played 44 local tournaments over the summer on my own. I think I placed top three in like 27 of those. But just got my name out there, posted every time I was in the top three, and then Max noticed me and some. I have a couple sponsors now too. But yeah.
So there's some NIL at the cornhole level, somewhat.
Not really, but
okay.
You know, clothing and stuff. So it's a toss-up, but
that's very cool. And just a sophomore. Obviously you went to Trine, and they don't have that program. But was it something that you thought maybe you could do, or you genuinely just discovered the possibility?
I had no idea it was a college option until I heard about Adrian. I knew I wanted to play, and I knew I wanted to try to play in ACL events like we get the opportunity to do here at Adrian. But I never thought I'd be able to play at the college level, so it's a really cool experience.
Absolutely. So let's get to this season a little bit. So last weekend, the team competed at a tournament in Hamilton, Ohio. Could you break that down for me? How many teams were involved, and how did Adrian do?
So Friday we got there and it was college doubles. We brought 8 people down with us, so 4 doubles teams. I believe there was 9 or 10 college teams there. Me and my partner ended up taking 4th. And then Saturday it was regular doubles, which is open to everybody at the tournament. I believe there was 174 doubles teams overall. You play rounders, which seeds you for the bracket. I believe 2 of our doubles teams from the college made it into Tier 1, and then everyone else was in Tier 2. Nobody made a huge run, but we had a pretty good showing for how many teams were there. Sunday was singles. We all kind of struggled a little bit, but we're all improving, working on our games, kind of learning how to gel as a team, and this was a good start for the week, for the season. So
there were a lot of teams there, obviously. Were they all Division III, or is it kind of all over the map?
So we ended up taking fourth in college doubles. The school that took top three was Winthrop, which is a D1 school.
Okay.
They kind of have all elite players, which are practically pros, just not yet. So
going from not playing collegiately to playing in that type of tournament, a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely. It was a big. I thought I was the guy playing back home, and then mm-hmm. come here and everybody's pretty good, and then some people are a lot better. So,
right.
Definitely a learning curve.
Yeah, plenty of time to get.
Yep.
I guess you don't get your numbers up. How do you score? I mean, because cornhole is they cancel each other out right on the
yep.
board, and you go that way. How do you actually gauge like your handicap? Is there a handicap in cornhole, or you don't say like I get 21 in three turns or something like that?
Yeah. So there's no handicap, but there's what we call PPR, points per round. So everybody has like their average. I would say, like, at the upper level where a few of us on the team play, like, if you're not averaging a 9.5 or a 10, 12 being the most, because 4 in the hole is 12 points.
Okay.
So if you're not averaging 9.5, 10, you're not going to make deep runs in your bracket. Like, this past weekend, I think I threw, like, a 9-6, and I went 1-2. Like, I was throwing against guys throwing 10.5, 11, and it's crazy. But yeah, PPR is definitely a big part of the game.
Okay, so the partner that you had on the college doubles bracket, Abby Trapowski.
Yep, Trapowski.
Okay. Do you kind of rotate who your partner is, or you kind of settle into this is my doubles partner?
For the most part, we have set partners. I usually play with Morgan Blonde. She was in Vegas this weekend for a race thing that she got invited to. So the team usually has set. We try to keep it the same, get used to your partner, get comfortable. And it also depends on what bags you throw. Like, you have to be comfortable throwing the same kind of bag. We all have preferences. But me and Abby are also good partners. We did pretty well. But we are not typical partners on most
okay.
tournaments.
Getting deeper in the game of cornhole, talking with Alex Weaver, sophomore at Adrian College, about it. The bag type you throw can be somewhat different, but there need to be some consistencies. I'm guessing like the weight. What can you actually change in cornhole? Like the board is the board.
Yep.
Can you do different things with the different bags?
So for bags. Not a lot of people like look into it this deep, but I'm pretty committed to this game, so I've looked into it. Bags start out at 6 inches by 6 inches, and they can be a pound. The variation of that is they can be up to like 6.25 inches, I believe, in width, and or 5.75, so they can get a little bit smaller or just a touch bigger. And then weight-wise, they can be 15.75 ounces or 16.25 ounces. So a little bit heavier, a little bit lighter. Just depends on how full you like your bag, that kind of thing. And then materials. Every company uses different materials. There's a lot of overused materials, but companies make them differently. Sewing, there's a lot of science that goes into it. Bag prices get kind of crazy sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
$100, $150, $200 a set for 4 gets pretty expensive.
Can you switch the kind of bag you use depending on the situation? Like a golfer can grab their pitching wedge and then their putter?
So in game, you can't change bags. You got to throw the same bags the whole time. But definitely, like when you're warming up, you try out different bags depending on board conditions. If it's humid, it's going to be slow. If it's hot, it's going to be fast. So pick your bag speeds, fast or slow, and then from there you're kind of stuck, at least through a game. After one game, you could change if you're not liking how they're playing, but in game, you can't make a change.
I guess just practicing cornhole, pretty standard, do some bicep curls, maybe, and then it's just repetition and practice, right? I mean, throw the board out. How many feet is 20, it?
27 front to front.
27 feet apart and just keep practicing?
Yep, repetition. I mean, I probably throw 1,000 bags a day, and I'm not even exaggerating. Just hours in the gym. It's the only way to get consistent.
Do you try to have, well, yes and no, right? You want, I'm going to relate this to golf a little bit. You need your swing,
yep.
Right? Your standard swing. I need to hit this 180 yards. Yep. Here's my 180-yard shot. But most of us, we're hitting from behind trees or out of a bunker, and we have to approach it a little bit differently.
Yep.
Is that the same in cornhole? Like, you're looking, and it's like somebody's blocking me, and I need to get this in the hole. Can you change up your throw?
Yeah, so that's where the game really starts to elevate from the intermediate level to the advanced level is, like, some people are very good at just running bags, going hole for hole with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come across people who do nothing but put bags in your way, block you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to find creative ways to get around that without putting theirs in the hole also. So there's a cut shot, which is going around a bag, a roll, rolling over it, airmail, just shooting it straight in the hole over top of everything. And that's where practice really comes in handy, because once you get that consistent motion down, going in is kind of simple, but being consistent with all those other shots is where the advanced players really excel.
Alex, what kind of approach do you take? Are you more of a blocker, or you just try to throw it in?
It's honestly situational. It just depends on who I'm playing. Sometimes I know who I'm playing, and I know what kind of game does best against them. There's some people you block, and they just can't do anything against it. That works really well. And there's some people who you just have to run bags with them and hope that they miss one once in a while, and you just nickel and dime them the whole time. But I would say for the most part, I do like a dirty game, like a lot of blocks, a lot of rolls, that kind of thing. Just
sure.
Kind of makes it more fun. Definitely doesn't help your PPR, but it's a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So to qualify for Nationals, the ACL College Cornhole National Championships, those are in South Carolina, January 5th, 2nd through the 5th of next calendar year. You have a qualifying event coming up in Whitewater, Wisconsin. How does somebody qualify for Nationals?
So I believe if we win singles, doubles, or teams, we get our bye into Nationals. So there will be three events on this upcoming Saturday that we'll play against whatever other schools are there. And if we win one, two, or three of all of those events, then we will qualify for Nationals.
So it could be individual or the team could go?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, very good. Sounds like a good start to the year. Keep things rolling and flying.
Yep.
in the cornhole world. Alex, good conversation, and thanks for doing this. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And again, that was Alex Weaver, a sophomore at Adrian College on the cornhole team on the ACL Access Show today. Stay tuned. A couple minutes, we're going to go to the ice. Figure skating. I'm going to learn a lot about figure skating. It's more than just the movie Blades of Glory. There is a lot more, a lot more behind it. We're going to learn all about it with their head coach coming up next. This is the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks. frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show with Frickers and Adrian on a Monday night. Quite a few people here today enjoying things at Frickers. It's a boneless wing Monday, bone in wing on Tuesday. But the big thing, and I, like I said, positive attitude is going to finally win me the Monday night NFL jersey giveaway. You just sign your name on a little card, turn it in. They draw a name at halftime of the Monday night football game. And if you're there, if that's your name, you win. I'm unsuccessful so far, but that's okay.
One day.
See, it's a positive attitude, and I'm thinking it's going to be today. I'm feeling it. Or the intern Forrest is going to get it. Or Stacy. If someone deserves it, it's Stacy, to be honest. She puts up with me and all my shenanigans. So we're going to talk figure skating. We have the head coach of the figure skating team at Adrian College, Fiona Conway, joining me. Hello, and thanks for doing this.
Hi, thank you for having me.
A lot of questions about figure skating. I made a Blades of Glory reference before, and it's not all about the Iron Lotus. There's a lot more to it. I have the opportunity, don't look at me like that, Stacy. I have the opportunity to watch some figure skating when the girls and gals perform at some hockey games and other things, so that's very cool. Can you explain the difference between all the different skating teams? I believe there are there three?
Yes, this year we have 3 skating teams in total. We have 2 synchronized skating teams and then 1 figure skating team. So we have a collegiate synchronized skating team, which competes against all of the other collegiate teams, so all of the other colleges in the nation in synchro. And then we also have a senior elite 12 competition team, and they compete against the best of the best in U.S. figure skating, and they compete at the top level within the senior division. And then our figure skating team is a part of the intercollegiate community with figure skating, and they compete against all colleges throughout the U.S. as well.
All right. Quite a bit there. It's a very busy place, the Arrington Ice Arena.
Yes, always something.
Are you the fortunate team to get those 5 a.m. practices? Or
we have 2 6 a.m.s a week.
See, that be... It's different.
See, I'm an early bird. I like getting up early, so it works out for me.
I'd rather have the 11 p.m. practice, but that's okay. So before we get to how you got into coaching, I'm going to assume that there's some figure skating somewhere in your background.
Yeah, absolutely. I started skating at the age of 4, and I grew up within the freestyle community. So I wasn't really a big synchro skater growing up. I really trained in freestyle all the way up until I came to school here, and I started doing both synchronized skating and figure skating, and then just graduated this past May and kind of stuck around and started coaching.
Young coach.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be different, obviously. I substitute taught for a semester coming out of school, and when you go to high school to sub, you're only like 5 years older than the students, so they treat you a little differently. But you're dealing with adults at the college level. How has that transition been from skater to coach?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been kind of a different balance. Obviously, there's different priorities. You know, as a skater, you're really focused on your own training and your own progress. But as a coach, you're focused on everybody else. So that's definitely been a shift in my focus. However, with the balance and kind of the age difference, there really hasn't been any issues because I've skated with all of them in the past. So it's actually been such a cool experience to now help their skating and help them grow. And they all know me very, very well, and I also have the pleasure to know them also. And so it's kind of just a good balance of, you know, having that respect but also being able to have fun on the ice still and just kind of having a good balanced relationship with that.
Coaching at Adrian, is home somewhat nearby? Are you like a Midwesterner, or you from like
yes.
Canada or New York? Or?
No, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio,
okay. So
about a 2.5-hour drive, so not too bad.
Not too bad at all. So did you know, when did you know you wanted to be a coach?
I knew I wanted to be a coach, honestly, right when I turned 16 and was allowed to start teaching Learn to Skate at the rink I grew up at. I started volunteering there and then eventually had a paid position through the rink. And then I also started teaching private lessons pretty quickly after that and kind of dove right in and fell in love with coaching as well as, you know, being able to grow the next generation of the sport. At the rink I grew up at, we kind of had a divot and kind of a drop off in like the generation of skating, and so there wasn't as many younger skaters, and so it was really, really cool to kind of start that back up, get our Learn to Skate program back to where it needed to be, and then also continuing to teach outside of Learn to Skate as well. So I knew pretty early on, and I found a passion for it right away, and it was something that kept me on the ice and kept me in the sport.
Talking figure skating at Adrian College with their coach Fiona Conway on the ACL Access Show. All right, let's talk about this season. So far, you already have a first-place finish. You went over to Trine and took care of business. First out of 22 teams competing. Doesn't matter what it is. It's hard to get first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially within figure skating, all of them compete in individual events, and then they earn a certain amount of points that goes into the overall team points. And so everybody has to do their part. Everybody has to be on their A game in order to hit that score, and everybody was. And it was really a pleasure to see and really, really exciting. And we're excited to continue with that momentum into the next couple of competitions. But we have a really great start to the season.
What's the makeup of the team? Is it more upper class, underclass, or a good mix?
Yeah, we have a really strong mix, thankfully. The majority of skaters that attend Adrian compete in figure skating as well, and they kind of get to do both synchro and figure skating. And so we have a really, really solid mix.
I know this is your first year, and I don't know how the recruiting cycle goes, but does the program kind of recruit itself, or do you need to go out and really recruit, or you're not really sure yet?
Yeah, Adrian College overall, our skating teams have a really strong reputation. So in terms of the skating world, we have kind of that momentum in terms of recruiting. As people, when people talk about Adrian College, they know that they're going to go to a good program. And then we also, you know, just as the coaching staff, we think that it's such an incredibly important piece of the puzzle in order to go out and recruit ourselves. We are constantly looking at skaters, constantly looking at results, both in synchronized skating and figure skating, and constantly going out of our way to make sure that the recruits that we have know what they're getting into, know what we want to do for them, and how we want to help them through their college career.
Looking at this season, according to my notes, team needs one more win to capture the Midwestern Conference Championship for the 11th time in program history. What would winning that mean? Does that mean you get to go do something else, or it just adds to a banner or just another trophy?
Yeah, it definitely adds to a banner, which is really, really cool. It also it automatically qualifies us for nationals, which is going to be in Notre Dame this year in April. The top four teams from each conference will attend nationals, and the first place finisher will automatically go.
Looking at the schedule, okay, so you just got back from California, seventh place finish. I'm going to assume there were quite a few teams out there, too.
Yes, absolutely. We were competing against, again, like I said earlier, the best of the best in the senior division, so that's the best in the country, and there are quite a few teams. So it was a really cool opportunity to kind of, one, be able to compete in that division, and two, be able to compete against such high caliber of teams and be able to compete with them, knowing that we also are a very high caliber team.
All right, looking at the coming up schedule, says your next contest. Now you're going to perform, I'm assuming, at more hockey games as
yes,
they come.
Yes, absolutely.
But the next contest scheduled is for toward the end of February, and you're going to go to Texas A&M.
Yes, so the figure skating team, our next competition is going to be in Texas A&M. The synchronized skating teams are actually leaving on Wednesday morning to go to Boston to compete. The collegiate team will have their first competition, and this will be a senior second competition.
Sorry, I'm texting for my other job.
No, you're good. I get it.
I got more to do than the show. Here, Stacy, take care of my phone for me. The schedule, I just think is unique in that it gives the students an opportunity to travel the country, basically. I mean, you've been in California, you're going to go to Texas. I assume you do something out east, or you're going to in the future, and you get to perform it at the Arrington. And that's something you've got the chance to experience yourself being a skater.
Yeah, it's been really a unique thing with skating. We've been able to travel all over. We've been to Lake Placid at the Olympic Training Center. We've been out to Colorado. We've been south. We've been really just everywhere. And so even just this year, like I said, we're going to Boston. We're going back to Texas. We were just in California last weekend. We're going to be going to Notre Dame. We're also going to be going back out to Colorado for synchronized skating championships. And our nationals is out there this year. And so it's been a really cool experience. Just kind of being able to, one, skate in at these really beautiful rinks, and two, being able to explore the country as well as worldwide as well.
The question I think people listening are wondering, does Fiona do her own choreography?
Yes, I do.
You get to do your own, okay.
Yes, I'm very, very picky with my choreography, and it's very planned, both off the ice. We normally take skaters to the ballet room, and we start choreography there, and then we take it on the ice. But I'm very, very picky with my choreography, and so for figure skating, I do most of it, as well as Kaylee Mulligan, our director of skating, will also help.
Is the skating style different between, like, synchro and figure? Like, I've talked with wrestling coaches, and the way they wrestle is different.
Yes.
What are the differences, or is there really no difference?
Yeah, absolutely. With synchronized skating, it definitely adds a much more of a challenge in the factor of there's 16 other skaters on the ice, and so you have to account for 16 people trying to do the exact same thing at the exact same time to the music. So definitely with synchronized skating, we really focus on making sure that everything is exactly the same, and so not making anything necessarily too much or too little, and just having that impact of hitting all at the same time. For freestyle, we have a little bit more freedom in terms of what we get to do on the ice and how much space we get to take up, because you get to skate by yourself. So you kind of have a little bit more freedom in terms of what you get to do, as well as the rules are a little bit less demanding in freestyle, I would say, in terms of the choreography than synchro.
All right, one more question, Coach, and maybe this is just comes up sporadically. When is the next time fans at the Arrington can watch your team skate?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of hockey games coming up next semester that we're planning to skate at. And both freestyle and synchro, you'll be able to watch us there, either in person or through the live streams as well. And you'll get to see our progress and see how we go with the next rest of the season.
So next semester?
Yes.
Mid-January-ish, whenever that starts back up?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Well, that's our figure skating talk today with their head coach, Fiona Conway. Coach, thank you, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, this is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Stacy's watching my phone. Got something going on. Oh, okay. Take care of that during the break, I guess. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some ACHA men's D3 hockey right here at Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks. Ball sauces too.
To the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com, live at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. It's gloomy outside, but the vibe is good inside. TVs galore. You can watch your favorite team play really anytime. Their NFL jersey giveaway, it happens on Monday nights. You sign up during the Monday Night Football game, and they pick a winner at the halftime mark. You don't even have to be here to win. They'll call you and say, hey, you've won. You might as well not even sign up this week because I'm winning. The positive attitude is going to give me that jersey. I've been waiting. But great food specials, drink specials as well. Trying to look around for all those specials. You've got Kids Eat Free. You have the Everyday Values, the boneless wings today, bone-in wings tomorrow. Steak on Wednesday, chunks on Thursday. It's great stuff. Download the Frickers app. I like the lunch specials. It's a great deal. It's like $6.99. Drink included. You get a side and a main dish. Can't beat the price. Great service as always. We're talking Bulldog Athletics. We're going to stay on the ice for the last couple interviews. We're going with the ACHA Men's Division III hockey team and the new head coach of the team. It's Brett Sievertson joining me. You were previously an assistant for the men's D2, but now we can call you head coach, and I'm just going to dive right into that. How's that transition been?
Pretty good so far, honestly. I was a little nervous at first, you know, that first couple weeks coming in, not really knowing kind of what to expect even out of myself leading a team, but it's been good. I feel like I was set up for success pretty well, being an assistant the last 3 years and with the program and everything like that. So,
and you're comfortable, right, with the programs, and you skated for Adrian, so it's like, all right, nothing new, but just a different job in the same building, right?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this team, and maybe what people don't know, or maybe they do, but in the corner of the Arrington, I guess it would be the southeast corner of the gym, or the facility, hangs three national championship banners. And that was for, it was called the gold team, but it was for the ACHA D3 team.
Yeah.
And I believe those were the first championships at the Arrington.
I believe so.
For the school. So there's a lot of pride and tradition with this team, and things have, you know, changed a lot. You know, we've added a couple teams, and we've seen all the success that they've had. But obviously the pedigree of just the college is there to kind of help you maintain what's been going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
So the team this year, Coach, you are 5-4 on the year, and being above 500, not too much to, I mean, you're a coach, so you'll be kind of picky about things, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're above 500 at this point, and you're coming off of a nice weekend sweep over Butler University. So let's do a two-parter. Let's do your season so far, how you think that's gone, and then obviously a lot of good from last weekend.
Season so far, it's been good. We've shown a lot of resilience in some games, especially from where the team was at last year, like that Michigan weekend. We lose game 1-4-0. We come back game 2, we lose 4-3. They were ranked the 7th team in the nation at the time for D3. So like, we put up a good fight against them. Same thing with the Ferris weekend. Like, we lose game 1 3-1, we come back and lose game 3 or game 2 by a goal to them. So like, we've shown a lot of pride. We've shown that we're able to play with anybody this year. As long as we continue to play our game, like, we'll be fine.
Looking at the roster, would you say it's a younger group or more veteran group?
It's a mixture of both. We do have a lot of freshmen on the team this year, especially in the lineup, but we do have a good amount of seniors as well. So I'd say it's probably pretty 50-50.
And did you get to recruit this freshman class, or where did the coaching hiring come into play?
I did not recruit any of this freshman class, but I've been very happy with this freshman class so far this year.
I just, you know, where the hiring happened, and I know a couple hirings happened late in the cycle at the building, so I didn't know if that impacted things down the line. So this weekend, were you home, or were you home, weren't you?
Yep, we were home for both games.
4-3 and then 9-4.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. You know, first game, game one, like, I didn't think overall from a coaching standpoint, like, we played our best game, but, like, we found a way to win. So I was happy with that. And then game two, like, we played a lot better, really stepped it up, like, 1-9-4, you know, kind of didn't let up in that game either, so we kind of took the lead and just ran with it.
With the ACHA Men's D3, sort of the league that you play in, I know it's different for every team, so I kind of got to lay it out for our listeners. Like, okay, are teams that we play schools that people would recognize? Like, I think people know Butler University.
Yeah, so we play, like, Butler's an out-of-conference game, but even, like, our in-conference games. So we play, like, Central Michigan, University of Michigan, Michigan State's, like, on the east side of our conference, Hope, Grand Valley. So a lot of teams that you're probably familiar with, Ferris State. So a lot of teams, like I said, that you're going to be familiar with and know who we're playing.
And I try to point this out with the ACHA coaches and the players to recognize, maybe for the fans and the listeners, that most other schools, those players that are skating for them have paid their own way. Like, there is little to no financial support for their skating, and, you know, they got to buy ice time, they got to get themselves to games in some instances. Adrian doesn't operate that way.
Correct.
And you know this, and just from the head coaching side of it, you can kind of look into that a little bit more and maybe maybe fully appreciate now what the ACHA teams at Adrian get.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of schools out there where you do have to pay for your ice time, you have to pay for your jerseys, you have to drive yourself to games where, you know, like you said, here at Adrian, like, all of that's provided for us. So we get treated very well, even for an ACHA D3 team.
Talking with Coach Brett Sievertson with the ACHA men's D3 hockey team at Adrian College, looking at some of the numbers, I'm going to do my best with names. James Schmidt, Anthony Alfonsi lead the team in goals with 6 apiece. Aaron
Gibord,
there we go. Thank you. Leads the team overall with 9 points. How is it? Is it those three, or is it more of a balanced look? Because I know, like, look, there's some teams where this guy's going to get you a lot of points.
Yeah.
But are you more of a balanced approach, or is that your big three?
I would say right now that is our big three, but we do have a pretty balanced approach. We got a lot of guys with 4 or 5 points on the team right now as well. So we just, you know, those guys have just kind of excelled, especially this weekend, and yeah, putting up a few extra points kind of helps in that running, but overall, it's pretty even, I'd say.
And it's somewhat early in your season?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you play, like, upper 20s
of
games?
Yeah, we play 24 regular season
games.
24. And then playoffs.
So plenty of time.
Yep.
What are your, I can't think of a better word than goals. I'm talking hockey, so it sounds so corny, but what are your goals for this team and this season?
Yeah, honestly, from where we were at last year and the past couple of years with the team, the goal is to win, you know, 12 to 15 games this year, just to be honest and be realistic. And right now that we're kind of even exceeding my expectations with it, I feel like we can really push that 15 wins this year. Even like conference play, you know, we play in a really tough conference, but I feel like the way we've been playing, we can even make a push for like a little bit higher standings going into playoffs and conference play and everything like that. So,
I mean, you're already a third of the way to your 15 win goal.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
hey, you're right on track. Looking at this coming weekend, 2 conference games.
Yep.
Lawrence University, you're Friday on the road, then you're Sunday at home for a 1 o'clock puck drop. Have you done look ahead to Lawrence and what they bring?
They are defending national champions for the D3 level. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I know they're going to be good. I haven't done too much film on them yet, but I'll probably get to that tomorrow. But I know it's going to be a battle this weekend. They're going to be good. They're coming off a national championship, so it's not going to be an easy weekend.
It's not going to be a lot of weaknesses to exploit, so to speak.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I'd say, I mean, you're coming off a couple wins yourself.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling, and you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You just got to embrace that underdog role, keep yourself in a position to strike in the third period.
Yeah.
Right? Just hang with them, and then you never know what happens.
Finish the game.
They grip
the
their sticks a little tighter. You never know. Plus,
yeah,
it's hard to win at the Arrington.
Yeah, it is. It
for
is.
Opponents. Not for us. Not for us. Absolutely. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time today coming out to Frickers and talking some hockey with us. Congrats on the head coaching position. I know you've been working at it for quite some time, and good to see you in that role, and good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And again, that was Brett Sievertson, the ACHA men's D3 hockey coach at Adrian College. We're going to take a break. Not much gets past this next guy. He's a goalie, Sturshon Stewart, with the NCAA men's hockey team. He's going to join us next on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's basketball plays Wednesday night. On Thursday, you can watch women's wrestling, and there's plenty of action at Arrington Ice Arena this week. The men's hockey team hits the ice on Thursday, while the women play both Saturday and Sunday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Don't forget the ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Ball sauces, too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
With Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios in downtown Adrian, my name is Ian Wentz. I have ventured out to Frickers, and I think you should too. It's a fun time at Frickers. They're open pretty late most days, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. It's always a good time. Monday nights, you know, it's feast right now, I'd say. Bar's pretty full. Restaurant's looking good. Come on and see your favorite waiter, waitress, bartender. Weekday specials rolling on today. It's the Monday boneless chicken special. Tuesday is bone in. The sirloin steak on Wednesdays. And Thursday is the chicken chunks. Your everyday values. Don't forget your lunch special. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's a deal. It's like $6.99 for a full lunch. Today it is the Monday night jersey giveaway, the NFL jersey giveaway. So if you haven't gotten that drawing yet, come on by, fill out your ticket. They do the drawing at halftime. You do not need to be here to win. All right, one guy who's not going to order chicken because he's in season. He's more of a plain salad kind of guy.
Plain salad.
Plain salad. No dressing. I don't know. I don't know what kind of diet they put him on for the season. Okay. Here's Dershawn Stewart, the NCAA men's hockey goalie. He didn't think he'd get an intro like that, but it's good to talk to you.
Good to see you.
Normally, like in my pregame interviews, I'm talking to like the skaters or your coach, and you are laser focused. So this might be our first interview.
Yeah, I think so.
Good to finally do it. He's a grad student from Ontario, Amherstburg, Ontario.
Yes,
when we were, you know, talking amongst coworkers, like, okay, who's coming back from the team last year? And we're looking like, all right, he's gone. All right, what about Dershawn? Okay, this guy's gone. What about Dershawn? And here you are again.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to start it. Like, I think I know the answer, but why did you decide to come back for a graduate year?
I mean, for a graduate year, like, you know, like, yeah, you love hockey, but at the same time, you gotta do academics as well. I believe that Adrian just offers a great sports management program, so I decided to come back and do that. But as well, also pursue hockey as you know, we have a good team, and I would love to win a national championship again before going out. And obviously, we went to the semifinals last year, and like the year before that, like, we lost in the finals, and then before that we won. So obviously I want to come back and have that feeling one more time, and obviously I'm doing that with my education as well. I want to further that and my hockey career, so that's the main reason I came back, for school and hockey.
Yeah, and you know, with the overarching theme of, all right, here are our objectives for the season, right? You always lay them out. Win your regular season conference, so you're hosting in the playoffs. The next step is win the NCHA playoffs, which that might be one of the more difficult ones, at least in your time here, just looking at the way the league is shaping up.
Sure.
And then advancing in the NCAAs and winning that national championship. And as you mentioned, you've been in every step of the way for that one. You are in the middle of one of the most difficult stretches of schedule I think I've ever seen, maybe aside from like the actual NCAA tournament. 3-3 on the season. You've played a top four Utica team. You've played a top 15 Oswego or Cortland.
Cortland
was top 15, Oswego receiving votes. And then you come back home and you face Aurora, who's a top 12 team at the time. Thrown into the fire a little bit, and 3-3 coming out of it. That's obviously, there's goods and bads with it. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway been so far in the season?
I mean, D3 hockey is getting really good, and we know that. And especially in our division, like some of the teams, like as you can see now that we have four teams that are ranked right now, and we know that. And we know it's going to be tough throughout the season. It's not going to be an easy game. Everybody's going to give us their best. And, you know, we got to come out with our best. And obviously lately we haven't been the best that we know that we can be. And we're not meeting the standards. But I don't think that it's panic mode right now. I think that we came out, it was six tough teams. And we know that. They were very talented. We know the Aurora was going to be talented. And they punched us in the mouth. And now it's just how we respond to it. And I think coming back today for our Monday practice, we did a good job. We had a compete day and everybody was fired up, and we know we, I guess, dug ourselves a hole, but at the same time I think that we're fine, and it's just three losses. I know it's not what we're used to, but at the same time I think that it's good just to realize like we have to work hard every single day, and everybody's going to give us their best, and everybody's getting really good, and that's just it. Like, you want to play the best hockey, and everybody's giving their best hockey, and everybody's developing, and they're developing their programs just like we do. And, you know, and we just have to keep on pushing forward and being positive. Like, we can't let this, us losing three games at the start of the season, define who we are for the rest of the season.
And, like, maybe the team can lean on you and some seniors and maybe the grad students as well. That 31-1 season, we won it all. That's an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, teams are going to win the Natty losing 5, 7, maybe 9 games during a season.
Exactly.
So, yes, I mean, there's obviously some disappointment, right? And the expectation is there. And, you know, this team just doesn't seem to lose at home. So that might be a shock to some fans, but maybe just, like, put it in perspective. You know what I'm saying? And I think you're doing that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I believe it was 2 years ago as well, like the year after that we won, I think we were 5-3 at one point. So we had that written on the board, and we're right at almost a similar spot. And I think that it's no panic. We ended up going to the finals that year. Yeah, we dropped it to Hobart, but I think that you can see that there's nothing to like worry about. It's just what you can control, and everything is what we do this week leading up to the games that come this weekend. So we know what's controllable, and we're going to control what is controllable, and we can't go back in the past like it happened. So we have to let that stay there and focus on the future and be present. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is be present. Make sure we take on Monday, we win Monday, we take on Tuesday, and then the rest of the week, and then that's when we bring it into the games on Friday and Saturday, and hopefully take care of that, and then we move forward after that. So,
talking NCAA men's hockey with their goalie, Dershawn Stewart. Obviously, the coaching change, somewhat of a change. Coach Krug moved on. Coach Phillips coming back. He's been an assistant, right, when you were on the team. What's it been like having him being the head guy, on the bench?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we had them both. Obviously,
Tommy was an assistant,
and then Philly was an assistant when we won. And I think they're both doing a great job. They're sharing opportunities with each other. They're guiding us into the right direction. They're laying out a great plan. And
that's just something that we have to capitalize on. I think that everybody in the room has to step up, and including myself and the older guys, and I believe that everybody's going to follow. It's just like I said, like, we have to take it day by day, and I think they're doing a tremendous job with us, and they're just going to keep on laying down the foundation for us, and we're just going to have to follow the structure and the plan that they give for us. And I know that they're going to lead us into the right paths, and we just have to, you know, essentially, you know, work hard and play how we, like, we have to raise the bar and play at that standard that Adrian College Hockey knows what we're all about. So, yeah.
Goalies and defensemen in many sports, you communicate. You're like, you are the last line of defense. In my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like a younger group of defensemen. Like, we don't have that Jaden Shields, who seemed like he was around forever, and just that presence. I know there are people on the team that have been around for a while, but I'm seeing new names and new faces. What's it been like working, playing hockey with them?
I mean, it's awesome. They're always looking for new ways to improve themselves, and I think that's huge. Like, obviously you want someone working hard, but you also want someone who's going to want to learn every day, and they ask questions. We try to communicate as best as we can. Obviously we don't have the standard, like Jaden Shields, that coming back, played 4 years and everything, but
right.
At the same time, we still have talented D that can create offense and can play D, and I think that they're doing a tremendous job. Even if you would say that they were young, I think that they're playing a mature game, and they're only going to get better, and they just need the reps, and the reps are coming, and I'm excited to see, because we have some great talent, and I'm sure they're going to show it, and they have been showing it, but there's another level that they have, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. So
right, and like, if everything plays out, you'll see Aurora again.
100%. We do see them one more time. So,
and well, then, yeah. Non-conference,
and then hopefully in the playoffs, and you never know, maybe in the tournament as well. So we'll see how that lines up, and we'll see.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you, dear Sean, and let's get things rolling. You're on the road. Right, Lawrence University this weekend, a pair of conference games, Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then you're back home December 6th and 7th. You host Marion University. It's good to talk to you and good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It was awesome talking.
And again, that was Dershawn Stewart, the goalie, graduate student with the NCAA men's hockey team right here on Inside the Cave. I'd like to thank all the staff here at Frickers for always helping out. Tara does a great job. Every week she puts up with me, and if people know me, that's a lot. I can be a lot sometimes. Thanks to Stacy, all of our guests today, Alex Weaver, Fiona Conway, Brett Sievertson, and Dershawn Stewart, Josiah Durrell, and Josh Mitchell, who's back in our Cave studios. Monday Night Football coming up next right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.